This is KCUR 89.3. Move over, turkey. Step aside, stuffing. An iconic Thanksgiving dish turns 60 years old this year, green bean casserole, which Midwesterners either love or loathe or just laugh at. Regardless, it's come to mean more than just a mashup of processed food sitting next to the mashed potatoes. Peggy Lowe of KCUR's Harvest Public Media reports.
Green bean casserole isn't made as much as it's, well, opened. In the name of investigative journalism, I decided to dig up the recipe and make it. I can't remember a time when my mom didn't serve it at Thanksgiving. Mostly, I remember the key ingredient, cream of mushroom soup. It's been updated since my youth with a pull tab. A can of cream of mushroom soup, a can of green beans, a little milk and soy sauce, a dash of pepper, and top it off with a can of French fried onions. I love it, but not everyone does. I called my sister Paula, who lives in Nebraska and hosts our family's Thanksgiving every year. Hey, Paula, do you like green bean casserole?
Ick, no, gross.
So will it be served at Paula's dinner? Of course it will. Green bean casserole is a classic, part of our Thanksgiving ritual. And it's not just me. I dug up another old document. It's entitled
Green Bean Casserole and Midwestern Identity, a Regional Foodways Aesthetic and Ethos.
Lucy Long is a folklorist and research associate at Bowling Green University, also director of the nonprofit Center for Food and Culture. Long's 2007 paper reported that the dish is part of the Midwest's culinary universe that reflects industrial agriculture, the bland food of our European ancestors, and a fear of Mother Nature.
You can't romanticize nature out here. Nature is not necessarily your friend, particularly if you are a farmer.
It may be a Midwestern classic, but green bean casserole is not a native dish. A home economist named Dorcas Riley created it in the Campbell's Soup Company test kitchen in New Jersey in 1955. She was working on a vegetable side dish and considered corn, peas, and even, lima beans. She finally settled on green bean bake.
We worked in the kitchen with things that were most likely to be in most homes. And it's so easy. And it's not an expensive thing to make either.
That was Riley in a Campbell's video. She says she's shocked that people still love it. It will be served in 30 million homes this Thanksgiving. Kathy Swanson, editor of the Betty Crocker Cookbook, expects 500,000 hits online this week.
In fact, on BettyCrocker.com, I think we have like 30 versions of the green bean casserole. We have ones that use frozen green beans or fresh green beans. We have recipes that are done in the slow cooker. We have a cheesy version and a gluten-free version.
I even found a recipe for a paleo version. Most of the dozen people I asked about green bean casserole laughed at my question, and some said their foodie families would never stand for that plate of processed food.
Now a brief intermission in which the Campbell kids discover that mother knows best.
Good.
My other sister, Anne, also hates it and prefers to roast fresh green beans. Yet, Anne says she still loves the idea of that communal casserole.
You know, it reminds you of home. I mean, I would associate it with mom and, well, my family, because I don't make it myself. So it's a good sign. It's like, oh, I'm going to be with people I love.
So back to my investigation. I cooked the casserole for 25 minutes. Let me taste it. Mmm. It's creamy and comforting, just a little crunchy. So take that, roasted root vegetables and cranberry chutney and all you other sophisticated side dishes. Green bean casserole is 60 years old and it's as popular and delicious as ever. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. More information and the original green bean casserole recipe from the Campbell's Test Kitchen can be found on their website, harvestpublicmedia.org.